This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله we continue with the major signs of يوم القيامة and we continue with المسيح الدجال the antichrist or the false messiah we said this hadith which is sort of the mother of hadith when it comes to the 10 signs of قيامة when the Nabi صلى mentioned that before Qiyamah you need to count 10 things and these 10 are not in order or not as the Rabbi Sallam listed them, he did not list them in order as we'll come to see when we add other hadith together we build a picture that is slightly different to this order so the Nabi Sallam mentioned that the 10 signs of Qiyamah is number 1 the smoke, the coming of a Dajjal, the Dabatul Ard a beast that will emerge from the earth, the beast of the earth the rising of the sun from the west the coming down or the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and then three earthquakes, one in the east, one in the west, and one in the Arabian Peninsula. So each one is a sign on its own, and then a fire that will gather mankind to Jerusalem, and that will be the end of the world. And so we said the first sign undoubtedly is the emergence of Masih al-Dajjal. And is Dajjal someone that is going to be born? Is he someone that is already born? This has been a disagreement amongst the scholars for some time. And the one group of scholars that says that Dajjal, as he is a human being, Dajjal is human. So Dajjal is not, from the Hadith literature, he's not a system. He is not some kind of special creature. He is a human being. He was born from a mother and a father. But he will be given great abilities and powers. And we'll talk a little bit about those powers and abilities. However, One of the reports mentioned, and one of the evidences mentioned, that like Nabi Isa has a long life. He's alive now, and he's been alive for over 2,000 years. Dajjal, who is the false Isa, the false Messiah, has also been around for very, very long. And the one hadith we mentioned yesterday about Ibn Sayyad, the man who communicated with jinn in the time of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, I will tell you where Dajjal is. Remember in the hadith yesterday, he said, I could, if you wanted me to tell you, I know where he is now. So Dajjal was alive. And in a very, very interesting hadith, the hadith of Tamim al-Dari. And you find this hadith in Sahih Muslim, even though many scholars struggled with this hadith. It's a very strange and interesting hadith. Fatima bin Qais, so famous Sahabiyya, she narrates the hadith, the lady. And she says, one day there was a call, a salatu jami'ah. It wasn't salah time, but the adhan was given. Come, gather to the masjid. And so we all rushed to the masjid. And she said, I was sitting in the front saf of the ladies. So I could be closest to the Nabi Sallam to hear what he's going to give. And he stood on the minbar. And the Nabi Sallam says, I have brought with me Tamim al-Dari. Tamim al-Dari, radiallahu anhu, he initially was a Christian. And now he embraced Islam. And Tamim al-Dari comes to Medina. And he wants to tell the Nabi Sallam about something that he saw, which made him embrace Islam. So the Nabi says, Tamim al-Dari has a story to tell you which corroborates what I have told you. So he says, go ahead Tamim, tell us the story. So Tamim radiallahu anhu says that, and Tamim was from a tribe that used to go, they lived on the coast and they used to go with ships. So he said that myself and my crew, we were traveling on a boat and then we got lost in the middle of the sea. And for a month we had no idea where we were, blown from this side or that side until we landed upon an island. And on that island there was like a monastery up on the hill. So when we disembarked from our boat, we saw a creature that came, an animal, we never saw an animal like this before. It was covered in hair that you could not see the front or the back of it. You didn't know what this animal looked like. And then this creature came to us and it spoke. And we became afraid. And we said, what are you? Like, what are you? And the creature said, I'm what you call a jassasa. And in fact, in Sahih Bukhari, you have a chapter, the chapter of Jassasa. So the creature said, I'm called a Jassasa. Allah alam what I am. And there is a man in that building that you need to go and see. And so Tamim al-Dari and his group went, and they went into the monastery, and they said, we found a big, strong man, but tied up and chained up. And they said, SubhanAllah, like, who are you? What are you? And the man said, I'm a Dajjal. And I have been chained up, but I want to ask you, and who are you? And the Dajjal asked, who are you people? So he said, we're Arabs. So he asked Dajjal, the man who's Dajjal, says to Tamim Madari, I want to ask you a few questions. Tell me about what's going on in the outside world because I'm locked up. I don't know what's happening. Tell me about the date palm trees of Baisan. So they said, what do you want to know about it? So he said, are there still fruits? So they said, yes, there's still fruits. So he said, soon a time will come when this land will no longer give fruits. Side note, that land still has fruits now, alhamdulillah. Then he said, tell me about the lake of At-Tabariya, the Tiberias lake. And so they said, is there still water in it? So they said, yes. So he said, a time will come when this lake would not be water there anymore. Then he said, tell me about the spring of Zuhar. Is there water in the spring? Are people still using it? And Tamim Madari said, yes, it's still there. And so he said, soon this lake will dry up. Then he said, since you're Arabs, tell me, has an Arab prophet emerged that cannot read or write? So they said, yes, there is such a prophet that has emerged. So he said, what happened? He said, he was from Makkah and then he went to Yathrib, to Medina. And so he said, did the people fight him? Has his people fought him? So he said, yes. And then Dajjal, what happened? Who won? And he said, he is prevailing over the Arabs, meaning the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is winning and people are becoming obedient to him. Now this man says, and he's surprised, he's shocked, has this really happened? And Tamim Madari says, yes, this has happened. So he says, then it is better for them to be following him. Now let me tell you who I am. I am at Dajjal and I'm the Antichrist. And soon I will be released from this and I will basically come over upon the world. And so then Tamim Madari was allowed to leave and he rushed to basically the Nabi Sallam to embrace Islam. And so, Allah Alam, if Dajjal is alive, then he is locked away in some place until the time comes. And as you listen to the literature of hadith, he will be emerged, he will be released. This is the narratives that you hear, that something will happen. And as we said, when Constantinople is conquered by the Mahdi, that is when Dajjal will emerge. Now, how would Dajjal have these powers and ability? And subhanAllah, these are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed him, but he would be powered by shaitan and the jinn. And it's mentioned in Surah Al-Jinn, the jinn say to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who say to us in the Quran, وَإِنَّ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنسِ. And verily there are certain men, يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالِ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَحَقًا. They enter into a partnership with the jinn from our side and they increase one another in evil. And they follow what the jinn have of, the jinn give them abilities and powers like traveling fast, like knowing and seeing the unseen, like having special strength and ability. And so the jinn will provide Dajjal with this power in partnership with Shaitan with the objective of basically turning people against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we won't go through all the verses of magic and the abilities that the jinn have that they would give to a Dajjal. And as we said, Allah will also give Dajjal special powers as a test, as a fitna. That's why he is called fitnat al-Dajjal, the test of Dajjal. Will you follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or will we follow miracle workers? Will we follow people that have great charisma and eloquent speech without following the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So as I mentioned yesterday, the world is sort of gearing up. On the one side, the Muslims are looking at Jerusalem and this is where the Mahdi and Nabi Isa will come. And at the same time, the evangelical Christians in particular, who are the biggest supporters of Zionism, are pushing for the establishment of the state of Jerusalem and for the rebuilding. There's a belief that if the temple is built a third time, remember it was built once, Nabi Sulaiman was destroyed. It was built a second time and the Romans destroyed it. Now there's no temple. Now there's a Masjid al-Aqsa on top of it that Sayyidina Umar built. So there is this belief in Christian and Judeo-Christian eschatology that the third temple must be built upon Masjid al-Aqsa. We must first remove Masjid al-Aqsa and the temple must be built. And then the Messiah will come again. Now, as I said, the Christians are waiting for Nabi Isa, who they believe to be the Messiah. And the Jews also have their Messiah that they have still been waiting for. They have not reached one. And their Messiah is someone who will rule the world according to their belief. And so everyone is looking to this land and subhanAllah as things move forward. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also mentioned that many things about Dajjal. So what does Dajjal look like? And you're going to hear that Dajjal has a very, you know, unattractive features, yet he would be followed by many. And I'll explain this why this is. So the Nabi says, I was asleep one night and I saw myself performing a tawaf around the Kaaba when I saw a dark man with straight hair standing between two other men with water dripping from his head. I asked, who is this? And they said, this is Isa, the son of Maryam. Then I turned and I saw a fair of complexion person that was very strong, well built, with curly hair, and his one eye was blind. looking, that the eye looks, so how does it look? It looks like a grape that has been popped, you know, a grape that is overripe. I asked, who is this? And the person, meaning the angel, said, this is Ad-Dajjal. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah, he says, he looked just like Ibn Qahtan, right? One of the Sahaba sitting there, he said, just like him, right? SubhanAllah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Right, so Dajjal looks like a person. He doesn't look like some monster or some creature. But, subhanAllah, he will have the ability to deceive. And so what people see and what he projects would be perhaps the most attractive, the most charismatic, the most amazing person. And he will come, remember, at the time after the Malhama, when the world has just been through World War III, when people have gone through such catastrophe, and he will come as a savior, and he will come as somebody that people will want to look for as a healer and as someone that will reform the world. And so the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the true believers will actually see the true Dajjal. And if you see him and you notice that he is deficient in one eye, he can never ever be from Allah. He can never, because Dajjal will claim to be Allah. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not defective in any way. Allah has no deficiencies. Dajjal, as we said, he will have of his powers. So what we mentioned of the hadith, there are some hadith about his powers, that he will travel throughout the world at great speed, and that he will have an ability to heal the sick and to cause earthquakes and to control the weather, and he will perform miracles, even raise the dead. This will come up in one of the hadith that we're going to mention. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I know what the Dajjal will bring with him. Dajjal will have the ability to have rivers flowing. He would be able to command and rivers would flow. SubhanAllah, how this is, we don't know. And he will bring like rivers of fire as well. He would bring a command and rivers of fire. So if anyone is confronted with Dajjal and having this ability, then rather jump into the river of fire, because the fire that he brings is actually Jannah. Everything is deception. What he shows you on the outside is not on the inside. And that's how he works. So you'd rather jump into the fire of Dajjal, you would find it Jannah. And whoever jumps into the river of Dajjal basically will find it fire. The Sahaba asked, how long would Dajjal emerge? And again, this is a very cryptic hadith. Is this literal? What does it mean? Do we understand it? The Nabi says Dajjal will remain for 40 days on the earth. So it seems a very short time, 40 days. The first day will be like a year. And the next day will be like 1 month. And the next day will be like a week. So 1 year, 1 month, 1 week. And the rest will be as normal days. So what does this mean, subhanAllah? And the Sahaba took this literally, because they asked the Nabi Sallam, if we live there, and again, I've said this many times, for us, we all think about the fantastical questions. It shows the iman of the Sahaba. When they heard this hadith, they asked the Nabi Sallam, how do we make salah? If the day is like 1 year, how do we make salah? They understood this is the priority. We're not being sent to fight Dajjal and conquer the world. We have been meant to make salah. How do I make salah? Do I, if it's 1 year long, what should I do? And the Nabi Sallam says, basically, you need to calculate. So again, Allah Alam, there are many, many interpretations of this hadith. Is it symbolic or is it literal? If it's literal, it would appear that he would cause the first day that he emerges, maybe the sky is so black there wouldn't be even a day. And this could be in line with this great Malhama. And the Nabi says, before Dajjal comes, there will be great famine. The earth will not produce its crops. Perhaps, there will be such great damage done during the Malhama that the world will be darkened over. And Dajjal, his first day would be in this sort of, where there is the entire day, the entire year is dark. And then slowly the light will emerge. Allah Alam. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, like clouds when they are driven by the wind, that's how Dajjal will travel. And he will come to some people and call them, and they will believe in him, and he will respond to what they want. They will, he will command the sky, and he will bring the rain, and he will bring vegetation from the earth. And the cattle will come back in the evening, and they will be full. And full of milk, and they will be strong. Then he will come to another people, and he will call them to follow him, and they will reject him. So he will leave them stricken with famine, and none of them with wealth in their hand. So he won't even force, he will simply come to a city, dying of famine. And he says, do you believe that I am the Messiah? Do you believe that I am, in fact, at some point you'll say, I am God. If you say yes, then he will solve your famine. He'll feed you. And if you say no, then he will leave you like that. Or he would come to a river or a certain area, and he will call up, and treasures will swarm out of the ground like insects. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says he will travel throughout the world, and then he will arrive in Medina, to Medina. And he would, obviously, the very famous hadith where he would want to enter Medina. But Medina is guarded and protected, and he would not be able to enter. He'll be blocked. And he would stand at a specific place outside of Medina, and subhanAllah, the place where it is mentioned he would stand on a hill, right now that's the hill on which the palace of the royal family is built, just outside of Medina. And it mentions in the hadith, he will stand there and he will cause earthquakes in Medina because he won't be able to enter. And those who have no iman will leave, whereas the true believers will remain inside. And Dajjal will stand with his entourage, with his people. And this is again, subhanAllah, from the hadith, it's amazing. The time of Nabi Sallam, the masjid of the Nabi Sallam was very small, it didn't have a roof. Dajjal will look into Medina and he will say to his people, his generals, do you see that white palace? That is the mosque of Ahmad. That is the masjid of Ahmad. Now, really, the Masjid al-Nabawi only looks like a white palace or white house in recent times. Allahu a'lam. Is this something to think about? But it's really how you would describe the... And you would be to see it, where this hill is, it's quite far. You wouldn't be able to, if you stood there back in the day, or you wouldn't have been able to see the masjid. Now, it's very clear to see the masjid from there. And then a man from Medina will emerge. A young man will come out to confront Dajjal. And this young person will say, this young teenager will say, you are Dajjal, the Nabi Sallam had warned us against you. So then Dajjal will say to the people around him, and he has got a huge following, millions of people around him, and maybe he's televised across the world. He said, this young man is challenging me. If I were to kill this man and bring him back to life, will you not then believe that I am the God Almighty? Now, again, it's not a stretch to think. The people, or the majority of the people who are waiting for the coming of the Messiah, they already believe the Messiah is God incarnate. They believe Jesus is Allah in human form. So when Dajjal claims that, it won't be something strange. So he says, if I were to kill this boy and resurrect him again, will you then believe I am the Almighty? So they will say yes, and Dajjal will kill this man and cut him in half. And the hadith mentions he will walk between the two halves, and then he will bring this child, this boy, this teenager back together, and he will stand up resurrected, smiling. And so Dajjal says, ah, and this is not from jinn. This one is not from the jinn. This is from the power that Allah had somehow given him, that he will bring this person back to life. And this young man will then say, now I am sure you are Dajjal, because this was as the Prophet had predicted. And then Dajjal will kill him like permanently. And the Rabbi says, this is Sayyid Shuhada. This is the greatest shaheed of all time. This young man, Allahu Akbar, this young man is who stood up to Dajjal. The Nabi Sallam says he will come to a person and the person will be in two minds. Is this Dajjal or not? And so, is this man true? Should I follow him or not? And he will say to you, if I were to bring your mother and father back to life and you were to speak to them and they told you to follow me, would you follow? And then Dajjal will cause the jinn. Now the jinn, each and every one of us have a qareen. What's a qareen? At the day we are born, Iblis assigns a special jinn to you that is always with you, watches you, studies you, knows everything. And when we pass away, the jinn live on. So your qareen knows everything about you. That's why they say when you're feeling alone, feeling lonely, remember you're with your qareen, subhanAllah. You won't feel so lonely. Right, so Dajjal will call upon the qareen of your parents who have passed away. And they will take the form of your mom and your dad. And they will tell you, remember that conversation we had? Remember this is what happened? And you said, that's only mom knew that. That was a private conversation. How is it possible? So you'll be sure this is mom and dad. And they will say, follow this man. This man is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then people will follow. Can you imagine to face your iman facing something like this? It's impossible. That's why the Nabi says, it is not possible to face Dajjal if you see him. Okay. And subhanAllah, the Nabi says, most of those who will follow Dajjal, many of them will be women. That a man would have to tie his wife and his mother and his sister from rushing out to follow him and to be with him. He will have this amazing charisma, this amazing power over people. And so at this point, Imam Mahdi and his followers would be completely overwhelmed by Dajjal. And while the fighting continues, Dajjal would basically envelop the world with his power. And the only way to resist him is to run away from him, to avoid him as best you can. And so basically Imam Mahdi and his followers will go into hiding and they would find themselves in a special place based in Damascus. Remember, the base is in Syria. Allah alam why, but the base of Imam Mahdi is in Damascus. And there they would basically, on a day, Allah alam how long, they would be ready to perform Salatul Fajr. And as they're about to start the Salah, they would see something descending from the sky. And this is the emergence of Nabi Isa. And so subhanAllah, we'll talk about the second sign, the coming of Nabi Isa, Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salam, the second sign tomorrow, bi-ibnillah. And we move on quickly to our quiz. We said, which person did the companions suspect to be Dajjal? We said Ibn Sayyad, that very interesting hadith about Ibn Sayyad. And which of the following is not a major sign? The smoke, Imam Mahdi, Dajjal, or the true Messiah, the true Messiah, which of them is not a major sign? And then just for our quiz, let's see who got it right. Any questions? Does anybody have questions in the meantime? Okay, the winner, Tasneem, no, but Tasneem, you got it wrong. Sorry, got the answer wrong. Hassan, Uncle Hassan, Ismail, Asmal, Alhamdulillah. This is really your handwriting, it's not Ismail's handwriting. And then, Sumayya Asmal as well, mashallah. Much neater handwriting, by the way. Alhamdulillah. So, any questions before we conclude? No? Then, just any, yes? Yeah, so it's easy for us to say that now. However, in that time, when he knows your deeper most needs or desires, and he will come, to some he will come attractive, beautiful. To another person, he might come pious. He might say, I am Nabi Isa. I'm here to heal the world. I'm here to cure the sick. Why won't you follow me? But yes, he will initially claim to be a great leader, a reformer, a person that will bring about peace. Then he will claim to be a prophet, then the Messiah, and ultimately, when his followers are following him, he will say to them, worship me, I am Allah. Worship me, I am Allah. And so may Allah protect us. As we said, this is the most difficult time. Inshallah. We continue tomorrow, bi'idhnillah. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam ul-salin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.